Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
How to get bigger forearms with a few simple exercises. A fully ripped body just isn't complete without big forearms. Beyond mere appearance, there are many good reasons to work on forearm strength and muscle development. This is the part of the body most fail to consider when working out, but it is important. One reason we don't often focus on forearm strength is that a good general program does hit most of the small muscles in this part of the arm. When you're lifting comprehensively, you're doing a pretty good job of strengthening the forearm. Of course, you can always do more. Focus on the forearm muscles will build strength and hypertrophy, improve overall strength, get better grip strength, and even manage or reduce wrist, hand, and elbow pain. Why worry about forearm strength? This important but often overlooked part of the body can be developed and strengthened like any other, but why focus on it? There are a few reasons that you shouldn't overlook the forearms and in some cases really put some effort into developing them. You can look ripped all over. One reason is simply superficial, but there's nothing wrong with that. For your hypertrophy clients, those interested in bigger muscles and greater definition, skipping the forearms means an incomplete look. Picture bulky, impressive biceps, triceps, and shoulders with skinny little forearms. You can improve functional strength and movements. Another good reason to work on forearm strength is to develop overall better functional strength. The body is a kinetic chain, and all the muscles, big and small, plus the connective tissue, joints, and bones work together. By developing strength in all muscles, not only will you move more efficiently and safely, you'll minimize injuries and pain. No muscle should be overlooked in this process, including the forearms. There are more muscles in there than most people realize, and they connect and impact movements in the elbows, wrists, and hands. Bigger forearms will help daily tasks like opening jars and carrying heavy objects, and in sports like golf and basketball. Forearm strength equals greater grip strength. Grip strength is one of those functional movements that forearm workouts will improve. It helps with those practical things like lifting objects and opening jars, but grip strength is also important in other ways. In the gym, good grip strength will allow you to lift more with weights and equipment, which in turn improves your overall strength. Researchers have also found a compelling health reason to work on grip strength. In a study of over 140,000 people, decreases in grip strength were associated with a decline in health. Every 11-pound decrease in strength led to a 17% higher risk of dying from heart disease. The increased risk of dying from a heart attack and stroke was 7 and 9%. How to get bigger forearms and less pain at the same time? Finally, there may be rehabilitative reasons to work on forearm strength. Pain in the forearm can result from injuries and accidents, overuse injuries, nerve damage, and arthritis. Strengthening the muscles involved can help manage pain and speed recovery from injury or surgery. How to get bigger forearms, the best strength workouts. For the best results, do these exercises 2 to 3 times per week. Once per week, strength training isn't adequate to develop bigger, stronger muscles efficiently. Building forearm strength and size can take some time, so be patient. But with focused efforts, you should see some results in a month or two. Use a variety of these exercises, some with machines, some with weights, and some with only body weight, to hit all of the muscles of the forearm and around the wrists, hands, and elbows. You need the range of exercises to include all the ways the wrist and forearm move and flex. And by changing up the routines, you'll challenge the muscles more and get faster results. Do what you're doing already, but with modifications. It's important to understand that many of the exercises you're already doing in the gym are improving forearm and grip strength: deadlifts, chin-ups, pull-ups, and many others. Lifting heavy things, including your own body, using your hand grip will build forearm strength. A simple modification makes these workouts you're already doing even more effective at building that strength. Make the barbell handle bigger with a specialist grip. Adding this increases the width of the bar and forces you to hold on with a stronger grip, which works the forearm muscles. Another simple change that really develops the forearm is to switch to a pronated grip. Hold the bar with the backs of the wrists facing up and the palms facing down. This takes pressure off the biceps and transfers it to the forearms. Dumbbell exercises. Use dumbbells to work on the small muscles of the forearm. With just a few exercises, you can hit all the muscles and the ways in which the forearm moves. Wrist flexion. Sitting on a bench, rest your forearms on your legs, palms facing up. The back of your wrist should be right on the kneecaps. Holding onto a pair of dumbbells, lift the wrists and squeeze. Only your hands should be moving, but you'll feel this throughout your forearm. Wrist extension. Do the same basic exercise as the wrist flexion, but with the palms of your hands facing down. Lift at the wrist and squeeze. Reverse biceps curls. Perform a standard bicep curl, but with the backs of your hands and wrists facing up. This works out forearm muscles that are important for elbow flexion. Zottman curls. This variation of curls takes some of the focus off the biceps and redirects it to the forearm muscles that attach to the upper arm. To do it, perform a regular biceps curl. At the top of the movement, rotate the palms until they're facing forward, then lower down to the starting position. Weight carries. Grip and forearm strength are essential for carrying heavy objects, so try these simple but challenging loaded carry exercises to develop the muscles. Farmer carry. This is a very simple exercise that builds up the strength in the wrists and fingers while also engaging a lot of other muscles. Hold a heavy dumbbell in each hand and let the arms rest straight down at your sides. Your palms should be facing the body. Walk in a straight line with good posture. Trap bar carry. Do the same exercise like the farmer carry, but with more weight when you use a trap bar. Pinch carry. Perform a carry exercise with weight plates to focus on grip and finger strength. Pinch your fingers together through the holes in the two plates. Using two plates is really important to challenge the muscles here. Using machines and pull-up bars. There are many ways to work the forearms using a pull-up bar and some of the weight machines in the gym. Pull-ups. The pull-up is a challenging but important exercise for upper body and core strength. Do pull-ups with your palms facing in and then out to hit different muscles. If you can't do these yet, start with hangs. Pull-up bar hang. This is as simple as it sounds. Just hang from a pull-up bar with palms forward and arms shoulder-width apart for a greater forearm challenge. Modify this for an extra challenge to hit different muscles. Hang a towel over the bar and hang while gripping each end of the towel. Reverse cable curls. With your back to the cable machine, grip a lower pulley. Curl your arm forward and bring your hand up towards your shoulder, like a biceps curl. Towel cable row. You can also use the cable pulley with a different grip to target forearm muscles. Pull a towel through the handle and hold each end of it with one hand. Pull back to do a row. Bodyweight exercise. You can also use simple bodyweight exercise to work the forearms. These are great for working out at home without a lot of equipment. Fingertip push-ups. Do push-ups balanced on all 10 fingertips to work the wrist and forearms. Start on your knees if necessary. Crab walk. In a reverse tabletop position, keep your hands under your shoulders and the fingers pointing towards the feet. Walk back and forth. Change things up. Try climbing a wall. Developing massive forearms doesn't have to limit you to lifting or simple bodyweight exercises. Those are great and effective, but it can get boring. Rock climbing is an incredibly demanding sport that especially builds upper body strength, forearm strength, and grip strength. If you have access to a climbing wall, a climbing gym, or even the real thing outdoors, do a weekly session. It'll improve strength all over and really put an emphasis on forearms and grip, working every one of those muscles. For you or your clients, building forearm strength is something you can choose to do incidentally or with a comprehensive strength training program. Alternatively, you can use some of these strategies to really get ripped from elbow to wrist. Learn about strength training, functional movements, building muscle, and so much more by enrolling in the ISSA Certified Personal Training course. Become a qualified trainer in just 8 to 10 weeks.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.